I'm Sue Gough, and I'm interested in local and family history. I'm fascinated by how places have changed over the years, particularly what buildings used to be used for. My history teacher at Huntington School, Mr. Hollins, was also the careers advisor. He said that I'd make a good historian in the future. I promptly dropped history as a subject, as it concentrated on important people like kings and queens, and I was interested in ordinary things. I did chemistry and biology at O and A level. When I was 16, in 1982, my next-door neighbour got a Saturday job at Boots in Coney Street. I thought this was a great idea, so I applied. On my first day, I was put on the baby counter, as they were short of staff on the chemist counter. I was asked if I would help out. This became my first steps in my career as a pharmacist. Boots at this time was in course in the building which is now TK Maxx. It was a warren of narrow stairs and stock rooms behind the scenes. It was best to retrace your steps if you were asked to fetch some new stock, because you could end up in an entirely different part of the shop. Upstairs, there was a staff canteen. I've still got a large empty Bisto gravy tin which they were throwing out. After lunch, my favourite pastime was sitting on the window seat upstairs and watching the bustling Coney Street. Sometimes I would pop into Smith's opposite to buy records or tapes. The department was on the ground floor and had a great view of the river. Many years later, after Boots had moved into the old Woolworth site, also the site of the Picture House Cinema, I looked into the history of the Boots building I'd worked in. Given the Coney Street facade, I had assumed that this was an older building with a previous use. I was surprised to discover that it had been built for Boots in 1907. Boots had their own in-house architect, Michael Vine Trelevin. He designed several similar black and white buildings for Boots. Mr. Trelevin was originally from Cornwall, but on the 1911 census he was living with his family in Beeston, Nottingham, very close to Boots' head office.